Meanie, 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 meanie.
Say what?
Meanie, 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 meanie.
Say what?
Meanie, 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 meanie.
Welcome back to the Black Is 15-Minute Break with yours truly, KC Layman. We have a wonderful, large, round table jumping off tonight. Tonight's guests are Stacey Brewer, Nabil Stevens, Dwan Cutler, Leisha Mack, Toria Williams, Chris Layman, Obi Obijiaku, Mr. and Mrs. CEO, DJ A. Ski, Inglewood Triz, and Greta Moore. And tonight's topic is the truth about platonic relationships. Can you have the buddy without the booty? Now, Mr. CEO brought this topic to the table, so I'm going to let him say a little something about it.
First of all, Mr. CEO here. And I would say, yes, you can have a buddy without the booty, because I think I'm able to do that myself. Speaking personally, you know, being friends here with a few females and not expecting anything or wanting anything from them in a sexual manner, even if I may be flirtatious, that's my nature. Don't take it that serious, because I don't want it. I'm a happily married man with a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful wife and son. And yeah, that's about it for now.
I would have to co-sign on what CEO is saying, being a flirtatious woman. I have a lot of male friends. I've always had a lot of male friends. And the cool thing about marrying somebody who I knew from my childhood, he's always known me that way. So it wasn't like, oh, you know, you got to be brand new now that we're together. He's like, you were always had a whole lot of homies that were men. So it's all good. So, yes, I definitely think you can have homeboys and it be nothing there. Although I have met women who thought that was really mysterious that I had male friends that I had never slept with. They were like, wow, really? You can do that? Yeah. Greta, you want to say that into the mic?
Hey, this is Greta. I was saying, and don't take me serious, I was just saying, because they are hoes. But I have a lot of male friends, and I'm married. And when I used to be dating and single and, you know, looking for probably like a mate or whatever, like a dude would show his true colors if he's kind of jealous of you having, you know, male friends or not. So I kind of stayed clear of that. Now, when me and my husband first became exclusive, we had a long conversation about how the way, you know, we kind of want our relationship to go. And it has been working since then. And I grew up very popular, so I know a lot of people. And, you know, still run into them. So now it's like my husband, he has female friends, and he introduced me to him, which is actually Mrs. Layman and Azizi here, and I'm real cool with them. And same thing goes for my husband. I introduce him to my male friends, some that I have, and, you know, now he's really cool friends with them. So it really has to do with how mature you are. You know, some people just are not that at that level to, you know, separate sex with the opposite sex and just having a friendship and, you know, being friends. Mm.
I think this is HKUnique74mag.com chiming in on the conversation. I think what Ms. Greta expressed is very true. It largely depends on the individual, really. I think people I think because the sensationalism between the dynamics of men and women and sexuality and things of that nature, I think things get to be a little clouded in the sense of who we are as individuals or identity. I think really it's one of those things where it's like, if you have already established, you know, okay, hey, look, we're friends. And I've had, you know, being a DJ, being an artist, it's like, some people wouldn't believe me, you know, if I told them that I've never slept with, you know, all my, you know, clients or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, no, like, you know, I don't know. It ruins the friendship when you go and cross that line. It's like, I'd rather keep it at that level. You know what I mean? Where it's we're just friends and we're cool. Because when you bring the physical element into it, it turns into a whole different.
It changes everything.
And, you know, and when you get into a relationship, it's one of those things where you really have to maintain a level of like, okay, yeah, this is my friend. I've never had a problem to say, hey, look, this is Sheila, this is whoever. Like, you need to, you know, who she is. You know what I'm saying? Like, or you need to know I let my female friends know, like, hey, this is my lady or whoever I'm with at the time. That way there's no mystery, there's no, you know, cat out the bags or whatever the case may be. So I think men and women can coexist, you know, on a platonic basis.
Yeah, I think those of us that have really gregarious personalities, sometimes it is misread. And that ends up being a problem. People think because you are a friendly person, even though you're telling them I'm attached and I'm not interested in anybody else but the person who I'm attached to, because you're friendly. And usually people, when you're friendly like that, people want to talk to you and they want to tell you what's going on with them, that they start to think something else. See?
This is Toria, and as a single woman, I appreciate having some buddies that aren't getting the booty, because I go to them specifically to talk about men that I want to be more than just a buddy. And I learn a lot about men from my male friends that I have nothing. And it's cleared up a lot of things, you know. When I first started working at one place, the majority of the people I worked with were men. And so I would see their phone ring, and they were like, oh, it's their girl. Like, I'm going to call you right back, and keep talking. I'm like, so you really aren't cheating? Like, because when my dude does it, I would think he was, like, cheating if he tells me, I'm going to call you right back. So there's a benefit to having platonic relationships. And on the reverse, you know, I've gone shopping with one of my male friends and saying, no, don't get her that and get her this. Or this is why she's acting like this. And this is, so I think it's a benefit, because we learn about the opposite sex without any biases, without thinking I'm trying to get over, or maybe you're just saying it to make me like you more. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think Greta's point to me was really strong. It's about maturity, because it's definitely an immature person that has that level of insecurity in an adult relationship, where they feel like if you interact with somebody of the opposite sex, that threatens our relationship.
This is Nabil here. I would say even more to insecurity, it's about pattern. There's some women who have never been in the pattern of having a platonic relationship with a man. And so the second I become friends with them, you can see, you're like, oh, this is where you wanted to go immediately. And some people, like if somebody at this table gave me a heads up on a person, they're like, yeah, she's never had a platonic relationship with a man. So I decided to become her friend. You know, just because I was like, oh, yeah, this would be sex. You know what I mean? So it depends. And it's same for men. There's some men who can't figure out, like, why would I talk to a woman just as a friend? And you're like, are you stupid? Are you the, like, it's just a person. You know, you just exchange ideas and they can't see it. They're like, nah, you know, I'm trying to smash. And I think there's an element to all men that, like, when you're friends with a woman, there might be a part of you that, like, I mean, I can only speak for myself, so let me not put everybody out there.
It's interesting that you brought up that, how men are like, look at you crazy. Like I brought the question up at work. It's Mr. CEO again. And I was like, I've talked about 10 different guys. And I was like, could a man be friends with a woman and it not be sexual? And they're like, nope. Like every one of them, like, nope. And I'm like, why not? Like, they look at me like I had leprosy or something. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, do you not have self-control, or, you know, are you really just not able to talk to a woman, you know, and not see her as someone you want to lay down with? You know, and I mean, even if you do see that, because, you know, we're all guys and, you know, half the time of the day we're thinking about doing it at some point, you know, and you may see someone like that for like a split second, but then it's like, okay, that was that. And like, I can still talk to you, you know, even though I look at you like, you know, I can sleep with you, but I'm not going to attempt to try to, whether I'm single or in a relationship. You know, it's like, I think I'm, like I said, I know I'm capable of doing that, but the guys look at me like, no, can't happen. And I'm like, were you just really lonely, as you know, like all this time, or like what, like you that desperate or something? This makes me think, like, what's wrong with you?
I almost wonder if they're saying that in response to having a conversation with another man, and the idea of looking macho, like, and studly, like, right, like, nah, man, I can't have no chick as just a friend, you know. But if they were actually having a conversation with a woman, or, you know, different circumstances, the answer would change. I just wonder.
This is Inglewood Trish chiming in right here. Like, for me, it's like, I've been places, you know, in women's presence, and just like, I'm here by myself, or I'm here with my fellas. A lot of times, like, you don't really want to talk to your fellas. You don't really want to, like, you hear the same mumbo jumbo from all your guy friends. I might be at the bar. I might not be with my wife. I might talk to a young lady. It's not about me talking to her, getting her phone number, and trying to see what's up with her on the low, or none of that. I'm all about enhancing the ambiance of where I am right then and there. And sometimes women can do that, regardless of who they are. You know what I'm saying? It's just for that moment, I'm talking to you. We have something in common. that's it. Like, after that, I'm going home, or you going home, you can leave it like that. And then even if it is, like she said before, she got a lot of male friends that she knew growing up. I got a lot of female friends that I knew growing up. Just because we became an item doesn't mean that I necessarily have to, you know, cut all ties off with other people. I'd rather introduce her to them so we can all be friends.
Right.
You know, and that's basically how it's been working out so far. And it's cool because, like, now, you know what I'm saying? She knows you. Y'all work together for a certain period of time, and, like, that wouldn't happen if it was the other way around. You know what I'm saying? So, like she said, you got to be mature about it. You got to understand. And another thing is, like, if you're in a relationship and you're trying to have a platonic friend outside of the relationship, you also have to ease the mind of the person you're with. Don't always make it open-ended to where they can think that you're trying to do something that you're not supposed to do. Be 100, be upfront, and talk to them about, like, hey, I talked to Kim today. She was telling me this, that, like, it's a regular conversation. When you try to hide stuff, then they find out later. Then that's when you have the problems of, well, why didn't you tell me if it's just platonic?
Okay, I feel, this is Dwan. I feel like, yes, men and women can have platonic relationships. But for me personally, more often than not, men cross the line. Like, I have guy friends, and we're friends, we're cool for even years. But at some point, it turns sexual, and they approach me in a sexual manner. And that's my personal experience. But for me, I mean, there are guy friends that I have not had sex with, surprise. But there are, more often than not, for me, men approach me in a sexual manner, whether they're married or not.
I think to kind of follow up what Trez said too.
This is Obi.
Oh, this is Obi. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I think too, it's a level of responsibility, like he mentioned about leaving situations like open ended. You know, like I had an issue, not an issue, a while back, but a situation that happened a while back. This was before I met my wife and everything, where the girl I was dating. We went somewhere, and she saw a guy that she knew, and instead of introducing, you know, me to him, she kind of went off and, you know, talked to him on the side. Now, you know, I'm not the type of person to make a scene. Yeah, I'm not the type of person to make a scene anywhere, but then obviously, yeah, you know, so I think it's a level of responsibility, you know, make your mate feel, or your spouse or whoever, significant other, feel comfortable with the situation. And, you know, if I meet somebody, run into somebody I went to school with or know from work, I make sure that, you know, to introduce my wife, my kids, or whoever I'm with, you know. So
and see, this is A-Ski, DJ A-Ski, Unique 74 Mac. This is where it becomes very cloudy. I'm real old school about my politics, just across the board. There's no way that there's no lady of mine is going to be, you know, going off with some dude. And that's just not even in the contract. You know what I mean? It's not even a conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever woman that I, and there were issues where I actually did have that, you know, I had to have that little counsel, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, nah, you know, it's a thing where you have to establish the lines from the beginning. Now, if you're not in a relationship, hey, it's winner takes all. But if you are in a relationship, a committed relationship, it is very vital that your mate knows who your friends are, and vice versa. She knows who your female friends are. That way there is no mystery. There's no kind of ambiguity. That line has to be drawn from the beginning. And really, you have to really reestablish your as a man and as a woman, your male and female relationship, because you can open, how can I put it, that window of opportunity somehow. Men and women will be men and women. That dynamic is too strong. So you have to make sure that there's some type of buffer where if it's like, okay, you and your mate, and them and their, whatever the case may be, it's a universal thing where it's not like, okay, you're talking to this person on the side and your wife or your lady don't know about it, or your man don't know about it. It's like, nah, you get cut off.
I wanted to go back to Dwan.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to what she was saying as far as men always cross the line. I want to say that that's probably a misnomer, because I think women.
I didn't say always.
No, you said mostly.
For me,
right?
For
but
me.
I also want to say that
people push their luck.
It's women cross the line also.
I agree.
And if not more than men,
harder.
On the same plane as men,
okay.
And probably more, I can't even think of the word I want. More aggressively, yeah.
No, I
because,
can do that.
Because with a man, we really roll in the dice. You know what I'm saying? It's even if you know that the chick likes you and you think you have a 90% shot at doing something, you still got to jump out in the middle of the street and take that chance of rejection. Most women, regardless of look, stature, anything, y'all can get it regardless. Like, Precious can just jump out there and be like, what's popping? And somebody's going to take her down. But most dudes going to be like, that's just my homegirl, for real. Like, it's never, ever going to go there. You know what I'm saying? And women, y'all got that power. If not, I